need to know everything you know about the Winter Hill Gang, and specifically what you know about your former boss and now fugitive, James Whitey Bulger.
Well, let's start.
In the beginning, Jim was a small-town player.
He's a very smart, disciplined man.
Take your shot, but make it your best, because I get up, I eat you.
And you know he's a damn kingpin. You know why? Because the FBI let it happen.
I grew up with Jimmy and his brother Billy,
the senator.
And that is a bond that doesn't get broken.
Your brother is wading into some very dark waters. Jimmy's business is Jimmy's business.
We all need friends. Even Jimmy. Even you.
I can help you, Jimmy.
And you can help me. It's an alliance.
The FBI to fight our boss.
And we do whatever we want to do.
The success. Just getting started.
Johnny Depp has wore so much goddamn makeup over the years that I think he finally lost his eyeballs in this fucking movie, because my only question to this movie is, where in the fuck is his eyes at in here? I saw the trailer and his eyes didn't look nothing like that. He had pure black or brown, whatever color it was, eyes. And the real Whitey Bulls don't even have this weird shit he had going on. They damn near made him a fucking zombie in this film. But anyway, people, we're talking about Black Mass. Black Mass. I have no idea why it's called that, but we're just going to go run with it, people. So, you know, it's directed by Scott Cooper. Anybody knows who Scott Cooper is? He did one of my, I wouldn't say favorite, but back in 2013, he did a little film that critics kind of was middle of the road, and some people were just like, it's whatever, or it's whatever. But I actually enjoyed the film a lot. It was Out of the Furnace, the Christian Bale, Casey Affleck, Woody Harrelson movie. I actually liked that movie a lot. Actually, this film somewhat looks somewhat similar. I think this one's just a little... Actually, it's a better making film, obviously, but... I think mostly what you get out of here is... let me go ahead and give a plot synopsis here. And basically, we're just James Whitey Bulger. And the story behind him is pretty much a documentary, if you will, about this guy who pretty much was one of the top 10 most wanted men in the country. We follow pretty much his rise and fall. But then we follow other characters such as Benedict Cumberbatch, who plays his brother and the senator of the state. And also mainly, for profoundly, Joel Edgerton, who plays John Connolly in here, who pretty much, you know, grew up with Benedict Cumberbatch and Johnny Depp in here. And we follow pretty much how Johnny Depp's, what the motherfucking name, Whitey Bulger. Don't call him Whitey, though. Apparently he doesn't like that name. Never explained really why, but... We see how the FBI was involved with pretty much the whole Whitey Bulger scheme and schematics and stuff like that, just to take down the Italian mafia, because pretty much Whitey Bulger, what he does is he accepts an alliance with the FBI or John Connolly in this perspective, just to take out Whitey's enemies pretty much here, and which was the Italian mafia, and pretty much so he can rise to the fame of not having to get his hands really that dirty and make a shitload of money in doing it. But like all good crime and mob bosses, they eventually get caught up, because there's always a fucking rat in the group. Sure enough, there was rats in these groups. Easily, Johnny Depp's best performance in probably God knows how fucking long. I mean, I don't think... every time he does something dramatic, it's just shitty after shit. Shit, I mean, the guy literally sucks ass to a straw when it comes to performance. You can never find that perfect balance of entertaining and dramatic at the same time. You know, you get something like Transcendence, where he's toned down as hell, but he's boring as fuck. Or you get something like Mordecai, where he's goofy and crazy as fuck, but he doesn't know when to tone it the fuck down. I think personally his best performances has been those Captain Sparrow films or whatever, and Pirates of the Caribbean films. And I ain't even that big fans of them. I love the first one. I don't even remember the second, third one, and the fourth one. But I easily can say that Johnny Depp's character, Jack Sparrow, is probably the best thing out of those films coming out. I mean, he's the most entertaining. I could give a shit less about Orlando Bloom and whoever the fuck that other bitch is in the film. But we're talking about this one, and I think this guy gives a tremendous performance. And what's so great about his performance in this film is that, and great performances all around the board here, to not hand anyone short here, but Johnny Depp's performance, it was so mind-boggling and intense and there's so much intensity around it that, you know, the audience predicted shit that was coming, like, you know, because he was just so into the character so much that, and that was, you know, that's one thing good about Johnny Depp is when he plays a character, he really gets involved with that character. He becomes that character damn near. And he was so inept with this character here that, you know, when he would just say something like, when someone would say something to him like, fuck you or something like that, all you heard the audience goes like, ooh, shit. And they ain't saying ooh like, oh, it got Whitey or whatever. No, they saying ooh because they just like, yeah, that guy's about to fucking die now because Whitey don't take shit from him. I mean, there was a scene where his buddies, longtime buddy of his, got drunk and tried to take a fist. And you saw the trailer where Whitey tells him, he's just like, if you're going to take a swing at me, take a swing and make sure it's your damn best shot here. You know, obviously the dude apologized. He's like, I was drunk, man. I was talking my ass. We shouldn't kill that cop because this guy wanted to kill this cop or something like that. They took him out into the it's funny because every time you see Whitey and his homies taking a stroll somewhere in the middle of nowhere, you knew someone was going to die. And sure enough, in this scene right here, you think they're going to go do some mission, but it's like, nah, they didn't take no walk out here for nothing. So easily they shot his ass. And I think it was Tommy, if I'm not mistaken. Benedict Cumberbatch comes in the batch playing his brother, who's a senator in here. And you're just like, how the fuck did this work out here? And you realize that, oh, man, and they're not none of those brothers neither that are just like, I don't stay in contact with them because of the things that, no, they stay in contact. The family is strong here. Whitey, they're in South Boston here, you know, the Southie, if you will. And the bloodline is thick here. I mean, the loyalty in this neighborhood runs crazy. I mean, there's even a scene where they're driving, and I guess they see an old lady from the neighborhood. You know, he pulls over, stops by, let me help you here, and stuff like that. You know, and the family is nothing but strong in here, too, between Benedict Cumberbatch's mom and Johnny Depp. Joel Edgerton, he even feels that way when he comes back in the group and tells them, hey, look, I want to help you guys. Whatever. Even though they know he's FBI, they're just like, I don't necessarily like you that much. But, you know, Joel Edgerton really puts his neck on the line for him because he's like, look, I grew up with this guy. This guy's loyalty means everything to me. It's just this is how it runs for her. You know, I heard even Joel Edgerton say a line, you know, you married, talking to his wife. I can't remember who played her, actually, neither, too, in the film. But she was whatever. I don't think she was really okay. She was okay. I didn't think she was that good, personally. But he even tells her, like, you know, you married a guy from the streets, you know, and the streets never leaves the guy because clearly my loyalty means a lot. And basically you hear the what happened was Johnny Depp's character, Whitey here, he pretty much kind of helped Joel Edgerton through some fights back when they were growing up or something like that. So, you know, loyalty runs really deep there. But the story itself, it's cool. I mean, it's okay. I think the what separates this from a Martin Scorsese gangster film is that, you know, most of those films are unique and stand out, and not just because of the characters itself, but because of the story itself. I think here the story's okay, and I think that what makes the story okay here is that you got interesting characters to follow. You know, Whitey Bulger, obviously, you know, you just want to see what the fuck he's going to do next. I mean, necessarily, the rise and fall story, it's been played and done. I mean, it's done the same. It's a formula at this point. It's damn near Marvel at this point, you know. They have a routine of how it goes, and that's how all gangster films starts. But I think where the story really gets inept into was, you know, with Joel Edgerton's character here working for the FBI and how he just swings around them to get things packed. Because you're just like, I know at the end of this is not going to work out well for you. Clearly, it's not going to work out well for you, you know, and you kind of wonder about, like, Benedict Cumberbatch day, too, because, you know, he's running. I even say at the end of the movie, you know, he ran for, quit being a senator and ran for chancellor after having to, he was forced to quit because of when his brother was on the run. They said that he, you know, obviously he made contact with him once and, you know, he didn't report that. And that was another thing, too, I actually admired, too. I was like, man, the loyalty here just runs deep in here. I was going to say dick. I don't know why I was going to say dick, but, you know, hey, well, because Johnny Depp's a dick in this film. Never once in this film did I say, God, I like that guy. I hope he makes out. This guy is a fucking threat
from the opening of the film to the ending of it. I mean, it opens up with him in the backseat of the car. I mean, this is probably like 5 minutes into the film, but he's in the backseat of a car, and the guy who you supposedly thought it was his friend because he thought he was going to beat this other guy up. No, it doesn't work that way. Oh, it was Julianne Nicholson who played George's wife. That's who it was. You got Jesse Plemons, who plays Kevin Weeks in here, and he plays like the new guy, and they make him drive because he was a bodyguard for this club, and he ended up fighting off four dudes that they told couldn't come in the bar no more, which we find out later is Whitey's cousin. And I guess, you know, Whitey just saw, mad respect out of that. He could withstand four guys at the same time and still talk shit and hold his ground. And they take him out in the middle of the docks. And then Whitey just starts pounding on the dude that he came with to pick up Kevin Weeks. And then Kevin Weeks just said, fuck it, I guess I'll join him and beat his ass too. And they just dogpiled this dude until he fell out the fucking car and dragged his ass off. It's violent as hell. It's got that old school sounding effect to it. It's what I love about it, because you hear every blow, every hit, every gunshot. I mean, that was a thing too, especially in this movie. They didn't give a fuck, dude, who came in their way. I mean, they were quick to pull a gun out in public, shoot someone in a restaurant. I mean, they're Johnny Depp, you see in the trailer, he kills that dude in the car who we find out is a rat. He went to the believe that was he played Brian Halloran in here. I think it was. It was Peter Sarsgaard, who makes a crazy ass cameo. Oh, not even cameo. He had a role in here. It was a small role, but he comes in the middle. I mean, because the movie goes on, people, more characters start to show up in here and stuff. Corey Stoll even comes in later in the film as the new Harvey Dent. I'm sorry, not Harvey Dent. as a new prosecutor here and attorney in town. And he's the one that's like pretty much like, fuck everything, clean everything up. I want this cleaned out. Whitey Bulger needs to be in jail. I want him behind bars. I don't care what he's done for us or anything like that. He needs to be in jail. And, Peter Sarsgaard, he gets shot immediately once we find out he snitched, because Johnny Depp didn't like him from the get-go, because this dude was shooting people in restaurants and stuff like that. And he's just like, he's a liability. And he told him straight up, hey, take the $20,000, get out of here, don't ever want to see you. But, he just couldn't hold it in. He had to go to the cops. And once Joel Edgerton told him about that, Johnny Depp didn't waste no time opening fire on this dude in a fucking parking lot full of people. I was like, God damn, dude. It's brutal as hell. I mean, you could see the loyalty run deep, but you could see that some of his closest friends were kind of, because they were saying, they show you a side in here also with Johnny Depp's character. He has a son. Obviously, his son died first, and the baby mama and them, they got into it too, so obviously, son died, baby mama's gone now, then, I want to say probably weeks later, mom passed away, and they were saying in a narrative form that, Whitey kind of started losing it slowly and slowly. I mean, he started helping out with the Irish people, smuggling them weapons and stuff like that. The IRA to help them fight their wars or whatever, because he's playing obviously an Irish mobster in here. Later we find out that one of those Irish smugglers is a fucking DEA informant who snitches. Not only does Johnny Depp Whitey in here strangles that motherfucker, but then after he strangles and kills him, he says pull his fucking teeth out and bury him where he fucking belongs. I was like, Jesus, why did he pull his teeth out if he's dead already? Shit. There's even a scene where who's playing that character? I fucking forgot. Rory Cochrane. Rory Cochrane, that's right. Rory Cochrane plays Steve in here, who's kind of his right-hand man, loyalty to the bone. Apparently, he was fucking some chick and ended up fucking her stepdaughter as well. And even Johnny Depp's like, you are a sick fuck, dude. He's like, hey, it's a stepdaughter. And he's like, don't fucking correct me or whatever. She gets arrested for prostitution and drugs and stuff like that. And she gets in the car with Johnny and Steve, Whitey and Steve. And he's just asking her a bunch of questions like, did they bring me up? And she said, yeah, they did, blah, 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 this, that. So he takes her, and he's like, we're going to put you in a nice house. And, you can settle in there. We'll bring some furniture in. It'll be cool. He takes her to her, the old family house here and shit like that. And he shows her around. And then when she turns her back, he fucking strangles her ass to death. And then tells Steve, clean up your fucking mess right here. Shit, this bitch went talking to the, she got arrested and talked. She's a fucking mess. She was a teenager in this film. I don't know, maybe I'm pushing about 18, 19 somewhere in here. And they straight up just flat out killed her ass. And I was like, Jesus, man. Johnny, this is a great goddamn performance, I gotta say. Joel Edgerton here, his performance was good, but goddamn, his accent was kind of cartoonish in a way. But everyone's accent here was kind of cartoonish. Funny because, what's his name? Benedict Cumberbatch, British motherfucker, had the best Boston accent in here. Johnny Depp was good. Joel Edgerton, a little shaky on his accent. The main one who had the weirdest fucking accent here was Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon plays kind of like the head honcho of the FBI. You wouldn't know that because Joel Edgerton constantly talking shit to him. But Kevin Bacon has this weird ass loud accent, and then halfway through the film, he just drops that shit. He says fuck it, because I guess he realized that David Harbour and Adam Scott was just staring at him for, because they didn't even fucking try to do a Boston accent. They just kind of looked at him and was just like, really, are you going to do this now? But overall, man, you know, that was one of the problems. It was just the accents were a little weird at first. They get dropped. But another problem I too have is the middle half. I thought it drug on a little bit too long. Actually, I wish it could have been a little shorter. It's pushing 2 hours, and easily they could have took some scenes out. Especially in that middle half, I thought it kind of just drug on a little bit longer than it needed to be. Performances is all great and everything. The story, it's whatever. I mean, it's the rise and fall of a hardcore gangster. You know, it's just nothing we haven't seen before. If not, we've seen better. This movie is good. It's just not as phenomenal as it could be. No pun intended. I think what really is the real winner out of this, though, is definitely the performances. And especially the main one from here is Johnny Depp. Because we all know the guy's a great actor, but it's been quite some time since we've seen him in a role like this where he immersed himself deeply into portraying a good performance, too. Not only just a good performance, too, a good movie at the same time, too. Because, you know, Johnny Depp's performances in some movies can be good. It can't be the same from previous films, but the problem, most of them, like, the movie is shit, so therefore he kind of tends to look like shit sometimes as well. So all in all, yeah, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and give it a see it. I enjoyed the fuck out of this film. Even with the length, I thought it was still okay. The characters, like I said, was all amazing in here. I was more interested in the whole FBI story with Joel Edgerton, because you can slowly see it's like you expect him to do kind of a double cross. At least I was, but he never does that. The loyalty really does run thick here. But you know that something, if he doesn't either, he's gonna pull that plug on Whitey here, then something bad gonna happen to him. And sure enough, it happened to him and all of the whole crew here. And I think it said either 12 or 22 years later, Johnny Depp was, or not Johnny Depp, Whitey Bulger was arrested in Santa Monica, which was fucking crazy. I was just like, damn, you know, dude was, and they showed a scene of it too. Pretty much an old ass man to get caught like that, you know, and at that point, it's like, whatever, I could care less. But really enjoyed the hell out of this film, so I'm gonna give it a see it. Now, I know I'm a half-breeded ginger or whatever and shit, but I gotta tell you, and you know the rumor about gingers, we don't have souls, which is, I can tell you this right now, I don't have a soul, so I don't have no excuse for that. But I have never stared at someone and see no soul in them until I saw Whitey Bulger in Black Mass. Because goddamn, Johnny Depp, you had no fucking soul in your body. I don't even think you was alive or in a person in this film.
Seems to be involved in every crime in the city, and yet the Bureau keeps saying it's clean.
Well, what's Bulgin done?
What's he done? Everything.
I'm at the trash can, not the last man at the finish line now.
You cannot say that to me. You can just follow and push around. I'm not the change in job.